Into whatsoever city ye enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Did I share that before? Did I share about the conviction that I came under when I went to Bible college to visit one time? I was going just to see what the Bible college was all about. There I am in Northern Ireland going to see, get this, they have an annual open day. And there you go there and have a look around. And then they invited me, hey, do you want to stay for lunch? I said, sure, I'll stay for lunch. Well, I grew up, and the entirety of my childhood, my mother always condescended to my pickiness when it came to vegetables. I only like raw veg, certain raw veg, not all raw veg, but certain raw veg. My potatoes would be cooked, but raw broccoli, raw cauliflower, you know, those kind of things. I if they cooked them, the smell, the texture, the salt, just no, wasn't interested in any of that. And my mother always condescended to that. And I think when I went to visit the college the first time, I wasn't married, so my wife would then condescend as well. But here's what happened. I go there, and I put lunch in front of me, and there's a plate of cooked veg. Boiled celery. Whatever else there was on that plate. And so someone appointed, the matron said, you know, Patrick Baker, whatever he was, you give thanks for the food. And so our brother bows his head and gives thanks. And I'm there, Lord, you're going to have to help me here. And this passage was what comes to mind right here. Eat such things as are set before you. Oh, I'm like, Lord, you're going to have to help. And so I prayed and I ate every bit of it that was on the plate. And I spent the first 2 years that you're in college, you eat lunch with them, with those that I didn't live in, but I ate lunch with those that lived in for the first 2 years of college. And there was cooked veg all the time. And I learned to eat it and thank the Lord for it. And you know, it's an important test, isn't it? Isn't it? Do you think this is insignificant? Of all the things the Lord could say, of all the things of preparing them for ministry, He tells them, whatever they put on the table, you eat. I mean, this gets right down to the fact that common sense isn't always as common as we might imagine. This is real discipleship, and we had some of this in college too, where there were no assumptions made about what people knew and didn't know, and I got right down to basic things. What's expected of you when you're in people's home and all the rest of it, and I'm sitting there going, really, we have to be told this stuff? You know, did we not have parents that taught us these things? But there are things that we either forget, or we weren't taught, or they weren't drummed into us. And our Lord. And I think what's significant here also is almost paving a way. I don't want to insinuate too much, but paving a way for the breaking down of Levitical food, dietary laws, and all the rest of it. When you travel around, they put things in front of you that you don't normally eat. You eat it, and you're thankful for it. Some men need that in terms of their wives too. I'm not saying isn't a place for discussion with their wives and saying, you know, I prefer that or like that. But she may ask. She may say, do you like this and like that? Then, especially when she asks, you can talk to her about it. You can say, well, you know, whatever. But please, be sensitive to someone who labors. Yes, preparation of meals is a labor. And how do you like it when you do your day's work and the boss comes in and the only thing he has to say is critical? And your wife labors, makes the meals, and all you have to say is something critical. God forgive you. God forgive you.